Chapter 2. The Problem. 5 years ago, he began, I was in Warsaw, in Poland, for several months. I got to know a woman called Irene Adler there. She was an opera singer. She was very beautiful. I know now that she likes men to fall in love with her. She likes the power that this gives her. But I was a young man then, and I did not understand that. Wait one moment, please, Holmes said. Find the entry for Irene Adler in my index, Watson, he told me. On a bookshelf behind me were the large notebooks of Holmes's index. The books contained notes on hundreds of people that Holmes was interested in. The entries were arranged alphabetically by name. I took down the first book and quickly found the entry that Holmes wanted. I gave him the book. Irene Adler, he read. She was born in New Jersey, USA. She was the chief female singer of the opera companies in Milan and Warsaw. She has now retired from the opera companies, but she still gives concerts, and I see that she now lives in London. Holmes put down the notebook and looked at the king. Well, I think I can guess what happened, Your Majesty, he said. You were in love with Irene Adler for a while. You wrote her some indiscreet letters, and you now want those letters back. Am I right?
Yes, but how did you know?
The king began. Was there a secret marriage? Holmes went on. Is she your legal wife?
No, the king replied. There are no legal papers which can link her to me.
What is the problem, then? Holmes said. If she tries to blackmail you by making the letters public, you can say that they are forgeries. You can say that she has asked someone to steal your writing paper and a sample of your handwriting, and Miss Adler has copied it.
If she only had letters, I could say that, the king replied. But she has a photograph, too.
Anyone can buy a photograph of you, Holmes said. That doesn't prove anything.
But we are both in the photograph, the king said sadly. That is the problem.
Ah, said Holmes. You have been indiscreet. That is very serious.
I was young and I was stupid then, the king said, and I was only a prince. Now I am 30 and I am the king. I must protect my family's honour.
Have you tried to buy the photograph back? Asked Holmes.
Yes, but she will not sell it, the king replied.
Well, we must steal it, Holmes said. That is the only way to help you.
Mr. Holmes, my servants have already tried to steal it, the king said. They have tried 5 times. They broke into her house when she was out and searched it. They arranged for Miss Adler's luggage to be lost when she was travelling by train. They searched the luggage. They attacked her carriage on the road and searched her. It is a large photograph, but they can never find it. She has hidden it well, and now she wants to use it to ruin my life.
How will she do that? Holmes asked.
I am going to be married soon, the king replied. I am going to marry Princess Clotilde, the daughter of the King of Scandinavia. I want her to be my queen. But if her father finds out that I once loved Irene Adler, he will not allow the marriage.
I understand. You are going to be married and Miss Adler is jealous, Holmes said.
Yes, she has told me that if I do not marry her, she will not let me marry anyone else, the king replied.
Why hasn't Miss Adler made the photograph public already? Holmes asked.
She is waiting until the day when the date of my marriage is announced to the world, the king said. On that day, the King of Scandinavia will learn about the photograph, and that day will be Monday.
That gives us 3 days, said Holmes calmly. Well, I need to know 3 things. First, where are you staying in London, Your Majesty?
At the Langham Hotel, said the king.
I am staying there under the name of Count von Kram. We will contact you there when we have some news, said Holmes. Second, what is the lady's address?
She lives in a house in St. John's Wood in North London, said the king. The house is called Bryony Lodge. And third, do you understand that I might have to spend a lot of money to get your photograph back? Holmes said. Money is not a problem, the king replied. Spend as much as you need to spend. Before he left, the king gave Holmes a bag containing £1,000.